It's really a distinct pleasure to be in the company of so many knowledgeable people who have gathered here to share your long-standing admiration for Willa Cather and her work. And here in Pittsburgh, where she began her career, Cather found inspiration in the bustling city life, in the surrounding rivers and hills, in the comfortable homes. Here she was a keen observer of urban social life, and here she formed deep and lasting friendships, including that with Ethelbert Nevin, a gifted musician who grew up in well-to-do literary and musical family in the genteel and prosperous community of Sewickley. The Nevin family estate there was a haven for the composer throughout his brief life. When he and his family, his wife and two sons, returned in 1898, he remodeled a small five-room cottage on the property as his studio and retreat, and he christened it Queen Anne Lodge. This evening, we want to recreate for you, using Cather's words and Nevin's music, an evening at Vineacre.